Anyway, Ryan Blake, what's your number six?
No, was that?
Huh?
Was that you? That was you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, my number six is from 1981, I believe.
Yes.
I just.
Why am I saying yes? I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's from 1987.
You're way
That's
off.
A big difference.
But.
We're in a really busy corner.
Yeah, apparently so.
Los Angeles.
But
I love LA.
This song
we
was,
love it.
This is performed by probably one of the manliest men that I've known. The singer,
not Barry White.
Singers in the 80s. This is "I Want Your Sex" by George Michael.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, he's so manly.
He is, and I don't like what you're implying by saying he's not.
He's a man's man.
I was a fan of his from Wham.
Yeah.
And
did you like the tiny little shorts that he wore in Wham, or did you like the super tight jeans that he wore when he was doing the solo
stuff?
Little
shorts. I think the little shorts.
Mm.
Yeah, more of a fan of the little shorts. Did you like the stubble or the non-stubble?
Oh, the stubble.
Oh, the very close stubble.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot.
The perma 5 o'clock shadow.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. All
not
right.
The point. He wants our sex.
Ours? I think
all
he just wants
ours?
Yours.
Yeah.
He's talking to you directly.
And yeah, this is my number, whatever it is.
Number six. There we go.
Number six.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Wow, I wish you folks at home could have seen how much Ben was into that song. It was pretty amazing.
I asked you guys to leave the room. You didn't listen. I'm sorry.
Sex.
You saw what you saw. Oh my God. That song is so retarded.
One on one.
Sex is best when it's one on one. Is that true?
So what's this number?
I'm just all right, kidding.
My number six needs no introduction, so I'm just going to play it. My number six.
Number six.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. I'll sit on your face and tell you I love you.
Exactly.
Uh huh.
Summer, what's your number four?
Just moving right along past that one.
That's Monty Python.
Okay, number five. This artist certainly deserves a place on our list, and yes. This is Prince.
Prince,
yeah.
And this song in particular, because it sent Tipper Gore into a frenzy.
Oh no!
Did I steal another one?
Come on!
What?
Come on!
Come on, Summer.
Whatever.
I don't like this rule about not being able to play alternates.
Well,
you can't be playing Darling Nikki.
I am.
Oh my God.
Because it's good.
It's my number four.
Man.
Damn it.
It's good work. Good work.
He's so upset. He's kind of on the verge of tears.
If we got to fill time, then you can play your also rans. You know, I mean, that's the way it goes.
Fill time.
Anyway, it's a great song.
A girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. Met her in a hotel lobby masturbating with a magazine.
I mean,
that's just Tipper Gore heard that and was like, what? You know, like she freaked out.
What?
Because parents can't take responsibility to censor what their children listen to on their own.
Right.
But whatever. Let's not get political.
Is this the song that got her going?
This Purple Rain, the album, really flipped her out.
Her daughter had it, yeah. And this was the one that, like, because of this song, all those albums had those advisory stickers on them, which was so stupid anyway. People, like, looked for those when they looked for stuff to buy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah, this song is filthy beyond belief.
What number was it for you?
Number four.
Okay. Well, see? Five. Four.
I know, but...
It's not that off.
All right, fine. Summer's number five.
Your list is short.
Shortened. Prince. Darling Nikki.
Number five.
You could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind. So many devices, everything that money could buy. She said, sign your name on a dotted line. The lights went out and Nikki started to grind. Nikki. Castle started spinning. Oh, maybe it was my brain. I can't tell you.
I looked all over. All I found was a phone number on the stairs. It says, thank you for a funky time. Call me whenever you wanna grind.
Anyway, we don't need that ending part. Is really weird.
I stole your
That's okay.
But I just love that song, and I love how Prince kind of showed how you can be a what by many people's standards is an effeminate man, but still be, you know, hot and sexy and.
And his real name was Prince. Is Prince? I should say
he's Prince in the Revolution.
He's not dead, everybody.
Yeah, but he changed it back to Prince.
Yeah, he's no longer the artist formerly known as.
Okay. Yeah. Prince Rogers Nelson was his name. But yeah, that was going to be my number four.
Yeah.
Sadly. By the way, the Foo Fighters do a great version of that.
They do indeed.
Freaking rocks. Look for that, everybody. That was not mine. It was Summer's number five. Sadly. Ryan Blake, what's up? Your number five is up next.
My number five is from 1994.
Okay.
This is Nine Inch Nails.
Ah.
This is a song called Closer.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we heard this one recently.
We did?
You haven't been listening to the show, have you?
What's it played on?
We did top 10 most disturbing songs, and my cousin Christopher called in, and he wanted to hear this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, it deserves to
me. I think it's about sex.
I should say so.
Considering the lyrics...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And I told you on the way up there'd be some songs with the F-bomb in it.
Oh,
frequently.
Yeah.
This is the one.
This is the one.
Mother, fast forward.
This is not the radio edit.
Yeah. Ryan's number five. This is Nine Inch Nails. Closer. And it's filthy. Yeah.
And that's the radio edit.
Yeah. That's the kill radio edit.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Ryan's number five. Ryan's
good
nails.
Pick, Ryan.
Good
Thank
pick.
You, Summer.
You're welcome.
I'm a fan myself. But anyhow, we had a request from listener Alan, and unfortunately, like I was telling my brother and other folks, we don't have time because there's three of us and we're, you know, started late and all that stuff. But he wanted to hear Turn in Japanese by the Vapors. But I wanted to tell him that unfortunately, we took out all of the masturbation songs. I asked Ryan and Summer if he had any. Summer said, there goes my whole list, you know. Ha, 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 ha. But, yeah, we're going to do that on a separate list. Top 10 songs about masturbation.
I guess Darling Nikki could have fallen under that category.
Yeah, well, the beginning of the song, she was doing that, but they ended up doing
something
together.
It's a dualist song.
You said no jerk-off songs. I said, you're the jerk-off.
Yeah, that was also hysterical.
We have really highbrow humor around here.
High hysterical. But yeah, Alan, we'll get to that one at some point on our top 10 songs about masturbation.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe we'll have the two of you back for that.
Oh, my God.
Lord knows that's a subject that
and
we want to...
hilarity will ensue.
Yeah. Speaking of masturbation...
We could play some Circle Jerk songs.
That's true. I think they have... Well, the name anyway. All right. My number five, it starts off with a... What's going on out there? Craziness. I'm talking about the Buzzcocks is my number five, and this is a song called Orgasm Addict. And some could say this is a song about masturbation because it starts off the subject of the song, the protagonist, as it were. he tried it out once, found it all right for kicks, but now he finds that it's a habit that sticks, and he's an orgasm addict.
Hmm.
Sticks to what?
It sticks to your ribs? I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. But this song gets into some craziness. He was just hanging out by himself at first, but now he's making out with school kids, winos, heads of state, the lady who puts the little plastic bobbins on the Christmas cakes, butcher's assistants, bellhops, children of God and their joy strings, international women with no body hair, and so on and so forth.
Mm, a lot of international women have a lot of body hair, so this song is inaccurate.
Totally inaccurate.
But there's some that don't.
Well, of course there are. I'm just saying.
Well, that's the ones he was going after. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, well, then fine.
That's a small crop.
The the Buzzcocks were one of the best pop punk bands of the 70s. They kind of took what the Ramones did and added good songwriting.
Mm.
Or more sophisticated songwriting, if you will. Anyway, this is my number five, and it's a little song called Orgasm Addict. And now you're about to hear it. So enjoy.
Number five.
The Buzzcocks.
You stole my number.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks, and you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty magazines. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on the jeans. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're getting the heat, you're getting that salt, but you still keep it beating your meat to pulp. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're a kick Casanova, you're a no Joseph. It's a live on a fucking yourself to death. Orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're making out with school kids, winos and heads of state. You've even made it with a lady who puts a little plastic bobbins on the Christmas cakes. Butcher's assistants and bellhops, you found them all here and there. Children of God and the joy strings, international women with no body hair. Mechanics, you're off, you're more than ready. You're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Johnny one funky always and always. He's got the energy, he will amaze. He's an orgasm addict. He's an orgasm addict. He's always at it.
Filthy.
Filthy, I say.
And short.
And very short, yes. That's my number four. Five. Man.
All right. So this is my number four. And let's get back to some female-influenced music here.
Oh, right. Please.
I was just telling Ryan that. What the hell? Yeah.
This is Bjork, of all people.
We did play George Michael, though.
That is...
Anyway, Bjork.
Just so offensive. Anyway, this is Bjork. It's called a song called Venus as a Boy, off of her album debut.
Okay.
And some of the lyrics include, starts off, his wicked sense of humor suggests exciting sex. His fingers, they focus on her touches. He's Venus as a Boy. Goes on to say he's exploring the taste of her arousal, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway.
Wow. Wait, did he say his penis is a boy?
Yeah, his penis. He's Venus as a boy.
Okay.
Oh, Ryan. And I'm married to you.
You married that guy? Good God.
But anyway.
I just misheard you. I'm sorry.
I'm a big fan of Bjork. A lot of people find her aren't big fans, but I love her. So the song is on here. Deal with it.
I like Bjork.
Yeah, he played.
Yeah, he did in the 90s. In the 90s list.
90-93.
Hyperballon. Didn't I play? No, I played.
Human Behavior. And you stole that one from me. I'll never forget it. All right, this is Summer's number four. This is Venus as a Boy by Bjork. Number four.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, I had to throw in one more yeah just for fun.
You shouldn't have.
Oh, my God. I'm a horrible person. What can I say? That's Bjork. Venus as a Boy. I like that one. Ryan Blake is up with his number four.
This is from 1972.
Whoa, we're getting way back.
Yeah, this is...
jumping in the Wayback Machine.
This is Randy Newman.
Is this You Can Leave Your Hat On?
This is You Can Leave
Yes!
Your Hat On.
It's an alternate of mine. I was hoping we'd get to hear it.
And it's a really cool song that I first heard during in the Full Monty.
Is it the Joe Cocker version?
I don't know if that was a Joe Cocker. I felt like it was somebody else, like one of those like Neil Diamond kind of people.
One of those Neil Diamond kind of people?
Well, what's another guy that's like...
Tom Jones?
Yeah, one of those kinds of... Like, maybe it was Tom Jones.
Okay. Well, Joe Cocker had a big hit with this as a cover.
But then I found that originally Randy Newman did it, so...
Yep. Randy Newman and Neil Diamond and Barry Manilow wrote all the songs.
Yeah.
All of them. Every last one of them.
Right.
I don't know if you knew that.
And then... it says it was made famous by Joe Cocker when featured in 9 1/2 Weeks.
Yes.
During a striptease scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a sexy little song, even with Randy Newman's, his voice.
A witty and willfully perverse bit of erotic absurdity.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Yeah, because the first verse, what does he say? Like, take off your shoes, take off your coat, take off your shirt, come on over here. But you can leave your hat on.
You can leave your hat on.
Yeah. Anyway, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Have we turned everybody on enough yet? This is Ryan's number four, Randy Newman.
Number four.
They don't know what love is. Yeah, that was mine. That was an alternate of mine.
It's summer. You can always leave your hat on.
Thanks.
You wear hats so often.
Do I?
And you can always just leave it on.
Okay.
Yeah. But take everything else off.
Okay.
Wait till I leave.
I know what I'm doing later.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
So, yeah, my number four was going to be Darling Nikki.
And I ruined
sadly,
it.
That's right. So
my whole skippers. Life got ruined, and we're going to skip over to summer.
Right.
What's your number three?
So my number three is pretty awesome, I'm going to say. It's by Berlin.
Ooh.
And it is not Take My Breath Away.
Oh, God. Thank God.
It's a Sex. And in parentheses, I'm a dot, dot, dot.
I'm a dot, dot, dot?
I'm an ellipses. feel the cool. fire, feel my love inside you. It's so right. There's the sound and the smell of love in my mind. I'm a toy. Come and play with me. Say the word now. Wrap your legs around mine and ride me tonight.
Holy cow.
And that's the tame part of the song, really.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Slip and slide in your wet delight. Pretty hot.
Berlin.
So let's listen to some wet delight.
All right, this is pretty wet here. It's still so delightful.
I'm a man.
Oh, that's this song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a geisha. Yeah, good stuff. Okay, Berlin. And what's it called again?
It's called Sex.
Just Sex. I should know this. What's wrong with me? All right, summer's number three.
Number three.
Sex.
Feel the fire, feel my love inside
Am I blushing? You guys, am I blushing?
A little bit.
Yeah. Now, if that's not a sex song, I don't know what it is.
No, I think that's a sunburn.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was out golfing.
No, I'm a man.
I'm a man. Yeah, it's... Whoa. That's all you can say about that.
That's a great song.
I forgot about that one. Yeah. Berlin. Good pick.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
And so the next would be me with my number three, which was Afternoon Delight.
But I stole it.
Afternoon Delight. Thanks, guys.
Left you hanging again.
Summer steals another one. All right. Let's move on to my number three then. And I'm going to go with a song from 1994.
Are you changing up your list?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I will tell you, believe me. This is a band called Portishead. And these guys are from Bristol, England.
Female singer.
They have a female singer. Yes, woo-hoo! They do. This song is called Glory Box. And that's from the...
I almost had this song on my list as well.
Ryan, do you know this one, or are you just making fun of the name?
Just making fun of the name.
You probably have heard it, I'm assuming.
It's probably, yeah. The chorus would be, it's just, give me a reason to love you. Give me a reason to be a woman. I just want to be a woman. It's all about this woman who...
Put it in my glory box.
Something like that.
I really like this song because, again, this is another sexy sounding song. Yeah. This is some baby making music right here.
Yeah, I think at some point I want to do a list of songs to make love to.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And, you know, it's separate from songs about sex.
Right.
This song fits in both categories.
It certainly does.
And everything off that record, Dummy from 1994, mm-hmm. man, it's just so hot. It's like, I guess they. Along with, I think I wrote it down here, along with Massive Attack, like DJ Shadow, people like that, they kind of pioneered that down-tempo...
trancey kind of.
Trip-hop thing. Yeah. And it's really sexy. And mm-hmm. The singer, what's her name? Beth Gibbons. She's got a really hot little voice. And this song, yeah, the song is about a woman who's tired of being a temptress, and she's ready to give up her... Give her heart away, as she says. But I think you know what she's talking about. But she's got to have a reason.
Yep, she sure does.
She wants.
She's not giving that glory box away for free.
Exactly. She needs.
She has scruples.
She needs a reason to be a woman. But she's ready.
Yep.
Basically. So this is my number three, and it's Portishead, Glory Box.
Number three.
Give me a reason.
She's been a temptress far too long.
Good song.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. I like Portishead.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, like some, they're like great. You said, Summer, that's some baby-making music.
It really is. It's, mm-hmm. That's sexy. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to my number two.
Please.
Now, this song has been recorded by everybody, from Chuck Berry to the Grateful Dead to... The Righteous Brothers. Okay. It was originally recorded by Muddy Waters, but my version is by Etta James. And it's I Just Want to Make Love to You.
I don't think I know this one.
And you definitely do.
Okay.
I would think. It's a really well-known song.
I would say a list about sex, songs about sex. I'm glad that you're not going with the Grateful Dead one.
Oh, yeah. No. But
Etta James is one of your favorites.
Yeah, I love Etta James. I think she has a great voice. Just so much emotion in her voice, so...
The late great.
The late great, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear it. Summer's number two.
Number two.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day. You to be true, and I just wanna make love to you, love to you, ooh, love to you. All I want to do is wash your clothes. I don't want to keep you indoors. There is nothing for you to do but keep me making love to you, love to you, ooh, love to you. And I can tell by the way you walk that walk, I can hear by the way you talk that talk, I can know by the way you treat your girl that I give you all the love and in the whole wide world. All I want you to do is make your bread just to make sure you're well fed. I don't want you sad and blue. I just want to make love to you, love to you.
That was nice of her to offer to cook my bread.
Not only is she going to make love to you, she's going to make your bread. You don't get many women like that nowadays.
This is true. So. And don't I know it? No,
I love that song. I love the way she sings it. It's gritty and sexy and good all around.
Yep. Ryan Blake.
Okay, my number two. This was an artist who already appeared on someone's list tonight. Today.
This is Prince?
No.
Oh.
The song was released in 1982.
Sure it's not Prince?
Yes. Covered by many people. It's not the Prince. First thing he he released after leaving Motown.
It's got to be Prince. Oh, just kidding. This is Rick James.
This is Sexual Healing.
Oh, Marvin.
Marvin Gaye.
Or Prince.
No. And it's been covered by everybody.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people. But one thing I saw here, it was sampled in a remix of an artist called Solo. His 1995 song called Where Do You Want Me to Put It?
Jesus Christ. Talk about not beating around the bush. No.
Bush.
That's just wrong.
1982. This is number two, Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
When I get that feeling. I like this one a lot. Let's hear it.
Number two.
Marvin Gaye. So sad. Why did you have to bring that up?
It's such a... He's just got such a smooth voice.
Yeah. You know? Yep. Even
effortless.
Even in 82.
Even in 82.
Wish I was back in 82, man. Sorry, that's a Napoleon. Yeah, you got it. Okay. Speaking of two, my number two is up next, and it's basically going to be my number one since my number one was stolen, which was Let's Get It On. So this will be the last song I get to play. But I still like this one a lot. Going back to 1975, and a band from the UK called Roxy Music.
And, Brian Adams, right?
Brian Adams. No, Brian Ferry.
Brian Ferry.
Right. Their early stuff had Brian Eno in the band as well. They were kind of like an art rock thing, precursor to punk rock, new wave, the new romantic. Like Duran Duran said that they were, their style was like a cross between Roxy Music and punk rock, which I don't know if I believe that. I agree with that. But they had some really cool grooves, and they're really weird. But this is like their least weird song. I'm going to play Love is the Drug. And it's kind of just about a guy who's like out on the prowl, you know?
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. He's out on the dance floor looking for some fun.
He's looking for nub.
Looking for... Exactly.
All right.
I say go, she say yes. Dim the lights, you can guess the rest.
Do you want me to guess the rest?
You can if you want. The bass line for this song is awesome.
I can't wait.
Are we in for some air bass?
You might get a bit of air bass. Nile Rodgers from Chic said that this bass line was the inspiration for Good Times.
Nile Rodgers from what?
Chic. Okay. And the bass line
for Nile Rodgers.
You come on, you got to.
I'm just kidding. I'm just taking his joke. You know the thing he always does.
It's really bad, especially when it's someone super famous like
right.
Nile Rodgers from Chic. But that same bass line was also used in Rapper's Delight, and was the inspiration for Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. So it all started here, and this is my number two, and it's Roxy Music, a little song called Love is the Drug.
Number two.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
I really like that one.
That's a good one. I'd never heard. I don't know. It sounded familiar, but I wasn't completely familiar with it. It's good.
Roxy music.
I enjoyed it.
My number two song about sex, but it's basically going to be my number one.
Basically. Due to thievery.
Thievery. Speaking of number ones.
Speaking of number one, that's what most people tell me I am. Okay.
What you got?
Well, it's not me.
The reason I chose this as my number one is for a number of reasons. I just think it's a damn good song. I really like it. And the artist who recorded this song is one of my favorites. He's been played on the show before. It's Mr. Bill Withers.
Yeah.
And this song is Use Me.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all about a man whose friends keep telling him he should leave this girl because he's using her, or she's using him. But he just says, I want to spread the news that if it feels this good being getting used, you just keep on using me till you use me up.
That's right.
And it's a sexy sounding song, and I love Bill Withers. So.
For all you really hot, abusive women out there.
It doesn't matter.
This song is for you.
If you only knew.
Yeah, if you were in my shoes. I love this song. Let's hear it.
Number one.
My friend, yes, feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. Oh, he told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
It's one of the best.
I like it. It's number one, Bill. Some might say. He's still Bill.
Yes, he is. Ryan Blake, what's your number one?
All right. Well, since I love reggae so much.
Yes.
My number one is Stir It Up by Bob Marley. And the reason I picked it, it's thinly veiled sexual innuendos.
Very thinly.
But the second verse, I'll push the wood and blaze your fire and I'll satisfy your all desires. I think it's probably about sex.
I don't know.
And they're talking about woodwork.
And and he was finding his way around town.
Was he a carpenter?
Two.
Oh, yeah.
He has many, many kids from many different women.
What kind of wood is he talking about? It's like
I don't know.
Pine or mahogany?
Perhaps some maple?
It's some kind of dark wood.
Yeah. Got to have a good bandsaw for that, you know. Dark wood.
Oh, dear.
All right. On that note, Ryan's number one, Bob Marley.
Number one.
Stir it up.
Little darling. Yeah, that's my number one song, song about
very
sex.
Very good song.
Ryan Blake's number one. Not too pretty bad, as
hey,
you used to say. Summer, do you have any alternates?
You know what? The couple that I had were already mentioned in your guys' list, so I'm set.
Cool. Ryan Blake?
Yeah, well, I had Between the Sheets by, who is that by?
Isley Brothers.
Isley Brothers. Between and then the I sheets. Had 1251 by The Strokes.
Yes. I had a bunch. just real quickly, well, I had the Randy Newman song. But I had Joan Jett, Do You Want to Touch Me? Red Hot Chili Peppers, Sexy Mexican Maid. Remember mm-hmm. that one? The Raspberries, Go All the Way. Violent Femmes, Give Me the Car. Weezer, Tired of Sex. And Liz Phair. There's a bunch of Liz Phair songs that could work. Supernova was the one I was thinking mm-hmm. of. But that is it.
Hey, man. Good list.
You 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 good list.
Summer, you good list, too.
Thanks. You good list. Aw. Feel all the love.
No one wants to do that with me.
I heard you go for it, and nobody responded.
You can hear it. It's like, good list. You good list.
Yeah.
Yeah, you too, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Like, no, that's not how you say it.
I know.
Well.
It's not the same. You're right.
I'm glad. It's just right here.
Yeah. You know, on that note, Ryan and I are going to go home.
Yeah.
Well.
Because,
fine, just leave.
We're going to get some ice cream.
Well, real quick before...
this list is, you know.
Time hey-o. For us to go.
Oh, I got you. Read you loud and clear. Real quick, I just want to mention next week, Shannon Hurley is back on the show. And we're going to be talking about top 10 hits of the summer.
It's just like a theme of the wifey.
It's wifey the wife theme. Yeah, my wife Shannon Hurley is going to be back on. Basically, every summer there's that one hit that's everywhere. I think this summer it's like Call Me Maybe or whatever. We're going to talk about throughout history what the best hits of the summer are.
Nice.
And it's July, you know, middle of July, so we figured.
Very apropos.
Apropos, exactly. Stick around, everybody. Radio Mysterioso is coming right up. And you guys have anything else to say?
That's about it for me.
All I got to say is peace out.
Oh, you stole it. I'm still going to say it anyway. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And until next time, peace out.
Check out more episodes at www.alltimetop10.podomatic.com. Follow us at All Time Top 10 on Twitter and like us on Facebook. New episodes every Sunday at killradio.org.